What's up, guys? Welcome to my first episode, and you're listening to J-Dub's Project. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in to J-Dub's Project. I appreciate it if you're listening right now. I'm super excited to share my messages and give you some value on this platform, and I'm looking forward to it. So there's so many reasons why that I started this podcast, but I'm going to give you three reasons right now. One, I just really want to inspire you and show you that you can be successful doing whatever it is you want in life. And two, I just want to be a mentor to those who need some guidance. I really want to share my experiences, my mistakes, and my success so that you can learn from me and not make the mistakes that I did. And three, I have a passion for helping people. I really want to help any way that I can and give back to others. I've been blessed and I've been helped by so many people, and I need to give back. So right now, I'm going to talk about a little bit about myself. I'm going to share some things about me and what I'm doing. I was born in California. I lived here for 11 years. At the age of 9, my brother Eric, my sister Valerie, and I were placed into foster care. And it was really unexpected, and it happened in the middle of the night. We were at my uncle's house, and he called CPS on us, and we were taken just like that. Long story short, my siblings and I were placed in foster care with my family not even knowing where we were. I can only imagine how they felt and what they were thinking, you know, once they realized we weren't coming back. And little did they know that was going to turn into 10 years. Shoot, I didn't even know. Throughout our time in foster care, we were sent to 3 different foster homes. The first two were not good environments for my siblings and I. And the second foster home, my brother and I had to move, and they kept my sister. I literally left my foster home, the second home, after my 10th birthday, and I just moved in with strangers. And to be honest, it was kind of different because I was just so accustomed to moving and changing environments, and I just felt like I was at home. I'd walked in and it was kind of strange, but, it's not really something I want any 10-year-old to feel, you know? Eventually, my sister got to move in with us, and we were finally all together, which was important and a really big blessing. And then a year later, my foster family wanted to adopt my siblings and I. It was the hardest time of my life. I was so heartbroken. You know, I wasn't going back to my family anymore. On top of that, they wanted to move to Nebraska, and that was just the scariest moment of my life. The worst part about it was, it was a closed adoption. You know, none of my family knew that we were getting adopted. None of them knew that we were moving to Nebraska. I lived in Nebraska for about 2 years, and then we moved to Michigan. And I lived in Michigan for 8 years. And, you know, we had a tough relationship here and there. My foster parents, my adoptive parents, they were very controlling. And at the age of 18, my junior year, I moved out. I couldn't take it anymore. And ever since then, I've been blessed by so many people who have helped me out, and I'm forever grateful for them. I don't have a relationship with my adoptive parents right now, and I'm totally fine with that. The only thing I can do is pray for them. And now I'm here. I'm back in California. This is where I was born and raised, and I'm starting a business right now. And my goal is to help vegan restaurants build their business and get more customers. I really do have a strong passion for helping vegan restaurants because I really believe in the lifestyle, and I believe in protecting the environment and saving the animals. And so it's a win for me. You know, I'm doing what I love, and that's what I want to get you guys to realize too. You know, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I've been in business for about 8 months now, but I'm about to restart fresh. You know, I had 2 free clients with a business partner of mine at the time, and you know, we did okay. They didn't really want our services, and then I was blessed by my mentor who hooked me up with a client. It was a paying client. It was cool. And you know, eventually we lost a client. It was the biggest wake-up call of my life. Honestly, you know, I was depending on this client. It was my one and only client and my only source of income at the time. And they just decided to cut it. And we lost $1,800. Well, we didn't lose it. They just didn't pay us, I guess. You know, they weren't happy with the results, but, you know, I was out $1,500. It was the biggest learning lesson, though, for me, because I had several people tell me to not do any work until they signed a contract. And I enforced, you know, hey, sign the contract. I need you to sign the contract. It took about 2 months before he said, okay, you know, let's do this, blah, blah, blah. And I sent him the contract through email, and he did not sign it once. And it was a huge problem. And I'm just upset with myself because, you know, I didn't do what I was told. I didn't enforce it. I didn't stop working until they signed the contract. And I could have prevented that whole problem, you know, not getting paid. But it was the biggest learning lesson. I'm happy that I had it because it's never going to happen again. And I hope that you learn from my mistake. And one thing I loved about it is I got to run ads for this client on Facebook. And I got to get a feel for the business and, you know, talk about business with this client. So I'm going to wrap things up now. If you have any questions, follow me on Instagram at jdubsproject or send me an email at jdubsproject@gmail.com. If you have any questions or if you have any topics you want to talk me to talk about, let me know, because honestly, this is all for you guys. My purpose is to be transparent with you and share my experiences in all aspects of life. Anyways, next episode will be about taking risk, and I think you'll love it, so tune in next week. Thank you for listening to J-Dub's Project. If you like today's episode, please subscribe. Much love.